Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Karen Gravett will help you find health, wealth, love, beauty, and harmony that works for the good of all through the transforming energy of the five Tibetan rites. Karen was born in Illinois, moved to California after high school, served 3 years in the Air National Guard, honorably discharged, attended college part-time, graduated with honors from El Camino College with an A.S. in fire science. Karen worked with the Torrance Fire Department for over a year as an auxiliary firefighter, worked at several other jobs over the course of 40 years while in California, finally moving to Arizona, giving up the dream of finding happiness there after suffering one loss after another. By allowing the energy found through the Tibetan rites to guide the way, a more enjoyable life for Karen has emerged, and she writes her inspiring story in the highly praised self-help book, Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony, and author Karen Gravett is our guest on This Week in America. Karen, welcome to the program. Pleasure having you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
What a remarkable job you've done in sharing what you went through in your life with other people in your book, Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony, to help them. Talk about the decision to write this book. It's one thing to live it, but to take on the project of helping others by writing the book. Talk about the background on writing this.
Yeah, when I first started finding out about this, it was just such an amazing, wonderful journey that I went through as I took notes, because I just felt like there was something really important about it, and it was just meant for me to learn about. And I just thought, I have to share it. I can't just keep it to myself. So that's why I decided I had to write this book.
And the result is Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony by Karen Gravett. That's G-R-A-V, as in Victor, I-T. Book available at Amazon, published by Infused Media. We'll go through all of that as we go through our conversation here today. Talk a little bit about a writer. I gave the background, didn't mention you always aspired to be a writer. Did you always want to write?
Not really. I always had to write thank you notes for presents, birthdays, Christmas presents and such. And my aunt was a professor at a college, so I was always told I had to write a very nice letter to her. And I found out later that she loved to read my letters. And so that kind of gave me an idea, but I still thought I can't be a writer. I don't feel like I'm able to do such work. And I didn't like doing essays in high school at all. It was my worst job to have to do, was have to write something. But when this came about, it was just so profound to me that it was easy to write it.
Yeah, such a passion. Yeah, I remember that in high school, and it was always something, or usually was something, you really didn't care about anyway. But here's something that really has been so impactful in your life, and you had this opportunity to write about it. The title of the book, Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony. How did that come about? Talk about the significance of your title.
Well, when I started doing the Tibetans, I was trying to look at it with a paper at the gym, and then I ended up going to the beach and writing what I made as symbols to show what each exercise was, kind of the flow of how each symbol relates to each exercise. And when I saw those symbols and how they were just so organized, because I'm a Libra and they're so balanced, and I wanted to find names to go with them. And it just came about as I was just kind of making up a tune and singing about how wonderful these things were for me. And out came Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, Harmony. And it just matched with each exercise. So that's how the name of the book came.
Something we all aspire to, all five of those, Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony. Karen Gravett is the author, G-R-A-V-I-T as in Victor. The book available at Amazon, the usual places, infusedmedia.co, the publisher. We've got all this on our website. What's interesting, and I just touched on it in the introduction, is how this whole concept, all these rules, really helped you. Talk about how how it helped you, because this is not something you're talking about in from a distance. This really altered your life course, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It brought order, peace, especially in this chaotic world. I was going through so much craziness in my life. I needed something to help give me peace and order and a feeling of safety, and this did it for me. The energy that goes through my body that just comes to me as I do these exercises just opens up the whole universe to me. It's just, I feel closer to the universal power, and just everything is just wonderful.
The book Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony, Karen Gravett is the author and our guest on the program. Let's go back to the five Tibetan rules. What impresses, intrigues you most about these five rules?
Well, it's the energy, like I said, of the universe as it goes through me. And it's just amazing how that helps. If you know anything about chakras, which are the energy centers, they go up your spine from the bottom of your spine all the way up to the top of your head. And there's even more, but those are the major ones. And they help your whole body to run efficiently and stay young and vibrant. And that's what intrigues me the most. And, you know, if this energy is just so awesome, then obviously if there's one power out there in the universe that controls all this, I think it's worthwhile to learn about and feel it through your body and try to communicate. And I communicate through my intuition and just let it, and I just keep myself open and just listen to that voice coming to me. And it's just, it's very, it's very opening. It just opens me to everything. It's just a great experience.
How did you discover this?
I was having a lot of problems, like I said, financially, basically everything in all those departments, health, wealth, love, beauty, harmony. And I was talking to a friend on the phone that had moved to Nevada. So we weren't able to see each other in person anymore. And I was telling her about some of the problems I was having and how I found something in a book to do. But she said, well, let me look and see what I can find. And she looked at her bookcase right beside her, and she looked at this book and she said, have you ever heard of the five Tibetan rites? And I said, no, I've never heard of such a thing. And that's how I found out. I went to the library and found a downloadable exercise page of, you know, that shows you how to do them and explains the whole process. And I immediately started them the very next day. I just could feel the importance of them after she told me that. And that's how it came about.
When you go into something like that, obviously there was hope, probably a little bit of skepticism because, you know, you've looked around trying to find something. Talk about when you started to see progress, and it sounds like it was early on in the process. What was that like when you could almost see this transformation taking part?
Yeah, it really was. I felt it the first time I did the exercises. They're very powerful, and I could feel just everything awakening in me. I could feel things and see things around me that I couldn't before, especially inside my body. But it was just like an awakening out of a kind of like a coma, or, you know, like kind of just being drowsy and all of a sudden getting woken up. I just felt totally awake, and just, I could just feel things happening inside, and slowly they started showing up on the outside. I just started seeing more better health and just things just started getting better, not just health wise, but my situation. I just started being fortunate in certain areas just to find things, and just things started going my way instead of going the opposite way. But it was kind of like a train stopping, you know, it takes a while for it to stop and then turn and go the other way. So it took a while, but yeah, I could see these things happening, and it was just amazing.
Karen Gravett, our guest on the program, G-R-A-V as in Victor, I-T. The book is Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony. Talking about the five Tibetan rules, do you prefer one right more than others?
Yes. The first one is health, and it's a health spin, and you turn as fast as you can in a circle, so you're spinning around clockwise. And I used to do that when I was young, as a kid with my brothers, and it was kind of a fun thing to do, because then you'd stop and you'd see the room kind of spinning a little bit. But that's my favorite one, because that's where I can really feel the energy starting to move after I do the spin. Even while I'm doing the spin, I could feel it. I can just feel the energy like a tornado inside me, and it's just moving all, you know, all the bad stuff out of me, and just bringing in the energy from the atmosphere into my body that's positive, and it's a really fun one. I like it.
We're talking about the five Tibetan rules. Give an example, if you would, a brief one on each rite and how it helps and what area it helps.
Okay. The health is, like I said, about the health. The spin just seems to get all the energy going through the body, getting the chakras, the energy centers moving in the right direction. And so it's going to help. To me, it just helps get rid of the inflammation, gets the circulation going, and just helps the body start going in the right direction health-wise. The second one is the wealth cup, and that's where you're on the ground and you're raising your upper body sort of, and your legs as well. So it's a more strenuous exercise, but it helps that solar plexus area right there in the belly button area. And that just gets your will going. It just, you know, really gets you on fire to go toward what you want to go toward in your life. And the third one is the love embrace, and you're on your knees and you're going to go backwards and then back forward again. And it just, as you do that, it just releases tension in your body, and it gets your heart chakra going, and it just sends out these awesome vibrations to just relax all the tension, and just that feeling of love just comes all over in my body when I do that one. It just brings out love for myself and love for others, to forgive and let go. And it's just it's a great one for just getting rid of the tension and, you know, the tightness that we get all through the day from everything going on. And the fourth one is the beauty, the beauty bud. And this is a tough one. You're sitting on the ground, and then there's different alternate exercises that you can do instead of doing the whole one, but what you come up into is a table. So you're lifting your body up so that you're kind of inverted. So it's a very hard one, but that one helps with the throat chakra, and it just brings you into who you are. And it's, you know, beauty comes from down inside, and that's what I really believe. I feel, you know, the real me inside coming out, and it's a hard thing to bring out, and it's a hard exercise, but it's well worth it, because I'm finally seeing me again. I felt like I became someone else, like I became some kind of a fake facade trying to please other people. And it just helped me to become me again. And the fifth one, the last one, is the harmony swing. And it's kind of a fun one, where you just go up and down You're on your hands and your feet. So it's kind of like a teeter totter. So you bring your head up and then you bring it down. And it's just a great exercise for your spine. It just helps, relax it
Yes.
and get out the kinks. And but it's about it, to me, it's like when my head is down, I feel like I am down there, almost like in a reverent feeling of worshiping, the universal presence. And when my head is up, it's when I am, becoming something much better. So it's just kind of a back and forth. It's a fun exercise though, and it just brings me to harmony with everything. I just feel the harmony of being in this world as well as in the universe when I do that one.
What area do you think has helped you the most?
I would say the love, because when I was going through a very tough time and there was a lot of stuff happening to me that wasn't right, and I was able to just let that tension go and just forgive those that were messing with me, and it helped me as well to forgive myself and just let myself be loved and embraced. And that's why I call it the love embrace. So it just helped me to let go. And, when you let go of things, you're no longer a prisoner to it. And I don't hold grudges. And it just, just took away all that, took away all that bad stuff, and just opened me up to being healed. And that was the greatest part, is letting go and forgiving and feeling that love helped me to heal even better.
Karen Gravitt, our guest on the program, that's Gravitt, V as in Victor, Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony. A few minutes left in the program. What advice would you give to someone who's reading the book or about to read the book? What would you tell them?
Just to open, be open, let go of what you think about certain things, and just let your intuition guide you, and you'd be amazed at what can happen. That's what I did. I just let go of what I thought I knew, and I've just seen amazing things happen. I don't go to doctors very much, and I've been very happy with the results of using the Tibetans. It's helped clear up a lot of health issues and helped guide me toward things that were helpful, that were natural, instead of going to chemicals and what's in the
Yep, yes.
medications. So to me, that was a really great thing. And so just be open to whatever comes to you is my best advice.
We're talking about the five Tibetan rules. Our guest is Karen Gravitt, author of the book Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony. Once you decided, okay, this is not like writing an essay, this is actually fun, I'm able to help people, and I'm doing a real good job at doing this. Are you writing anymore? Will there be any more books that you'll be able to write?
I think so. I'm learning to go deeper and learning how to let go of everyday tension. And I'm out here in kind of like the desert, and I watch the animals, how they scurry about, and I'm just, trying to see. I just feel like there's an answer out there in the universe, in this energy atmosphere, and I want to be able to help even further, especially with emotional problems that people have, a lot of emotional upset. I'd like to find a process that helps to clear that up better. So that's what I'd like to write about, maybe eventually.
Hopefully you will do that, and we'll have an opportunity to talk about that. Our guest has been Karen Gravitt, Gravitt. The book is Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, and Harmony, that works for the good of all through the transforming energy of the five Tibetan rites, which we've we've talked about on the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places, from the publisher as well, Infused Media, their website, infusedmedia.co. Karen, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with this book. It's helping a lot of people that suffered like you did for years, and you found the key to success in being able to have this almost magical transformation that you write about so well in your book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure. Karen Gravett, book Health, Wealth, Love, Beauty, Harmony, Beauty and Harmony, Karen Gravett. Book available, the usual places, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.